الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال تعالى في مقام آخر النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected and honorable ulama, my elders, my brothers, and my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we all know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each and every one of us. And after creating each and every one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to this world for a very short and temporary period of time. In one hadith, the narrator of the hadith mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he held me by the shoulder and he did this to show me that what I'm about to tell you is something very important, something you must listen to very attentively, something you must pay heed to. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun aw abiru sabil," that live in this world as if you are a traveler or a wayfarer. What is the difference? A traveler, a person is going from here to India, from here to Pakistan, or to any other place. He's going for a few days. What will he take with him? He will take a few pair of clothes. He will take a few things he needs of necessity, and that will be it. Because he knows he's coming back to his home place. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went one step further and he said, "O abiru sabil," not just a traveler, but rather live in this dunya, in this world, as if you are a wayfarer. What does a wayfarer mean? You are traveling from here to another place. Let's say from here to India, you have a stop in between. You stopped at London Heathrow Airport, maybe 1 hour, 1.5 hour. That time you are over there, you are counted as a wayfarer. What will a person have with him at that time? If he knows that he's only there for one hour, 1.5 hour, he won't indulge himself in useless activities. Rather, he will stick to his maqsad and what he needs to do over there. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is mentioning in this hadith, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun aw abiru sabil," that live in this dunya, in this world, as if you are a traveler. Rather, live in this dunya as if you are a wayfarer. In another narration, we can find how short this dunya is, how short this world is. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, before he was about to pass away, he was asked by Malakul Maut, "That kayfa tajidu dunya?" How did you find the life of this dunya? We all know that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was given a very long life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just the time of his da'wah was around 950 years. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam stayed within his people for around 950 years. This was just the time he gave da'wah to his people. His entire life, some say, was even more than 1,000 years. So we can understand that such a long life, how much experience Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam must have had. And when he is being asked this question, that كَيْفَ تَجِدُ الدُّنْيَا, explain the life of this dunya, the life of this world in a nutshell. So what does he say? كَدَارٍ لَهُ بَابَانٍ دَخَلْتُ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَخَرَجْتُ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. That the life of this dunya, it was as if there was a building or a room which had two doors. كَدَارٍ لَهُ بَابَانٍ, a building or a room that had two doors. دَخَلْتُ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا, I entered from one door, وَخَرَجْتُ مِنَ الْآخَرِ, and I left the other door. 1,000 years explained in a nutshell, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam says, was as if I entered a room and exited through the other door. So such a short life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who was given this many years. We can understand that how long we can aspire to live. Maybe 50, maybe 60, maybe 70 years. After that, we all know that we have to pass away and leave this world. So such a short, such a temporary life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. But what is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this life to us? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us this life? What is the maqsad, the purpose of our creation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created insan, I have not created the humans, and I have not created the jinns except that they worship me. Now over here, someone can ask this question, someone can pose this question, that how can I always stay engaged in the worship and the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A person living his life in the world, living his life in the dunya, has many responsibilities. He has many things to do. And there are many necessities in life in which sometimes he can't even do ibadah and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, he has to go to the washroom. This is a necessity of life. Or if he has to eat, he has to go work, he may have to go to school. How can a person continuously be engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the answer to this is, a person makes his entire life in accordance to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to eat, that is how we eat. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us of using the toilet, that's how we use the toilet. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us to walk, that's how we walk. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to talk, that's the way we talk. Every aspect in our life, every scenario that comes in our life should be in accordance to the Sharia and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If this is the case, then our entire life will become ibadah and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question is, how do we emulate the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? For this, we need to make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam our role model. If I was to ask many of us seated here, that who is our role model? Then unfortunately, many of us will have very different answers. We will have various answers. Some will say so-and-so athlete. Someone may even say so-and-so actor. Someone may say many different answers, that so-and-so is my role model. But very few of us will say that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the paragon of Allah's creation, is my role model. This is the being that we need to make our role model. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how does this happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. That if you look for a role model, then there's no need to look anywhere else. You will find it in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you need to look for a role model, then you don't need to look elsewhere. You don't need to look at other qawms and other nations. You have Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the paragon of Allah's creation. This is who you need to make your role model. But again, the question, how do we make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam our role model? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in a hadith, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wan nasi ajma'in, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Under this hadith, muhaddithin mentioned that four things are needed in a person to attract the other person. When a person has muhabba, love for a person, then this person can emulate the person. This person can act upon his teachings. But the question is, how do we bring the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our life? So muhaddithin mentioned there are four things when found in a person. This attracts a person. This makes someone fall in love with another person. Number one is jamal, beauty. Number two is kamal, excellence. Number three is ihsan, when someone does favor upon you. And number four is qarabat, meaning having a very close relationship with the person. We don't have much time, let's just talk on one aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is jamal, the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions The famous poetry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. He says, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي. More beautiful than you, I have not seen. My eyes have not fallen. My gaze has not fallen on a person more beautiful, more handsome than you. وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. And no woman has given birth to a person more handsome and more beautiful than you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created free from all defects. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as if you were created the way you wanted to be created. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you in the manner you wanted to be created. It is as if you told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I want my nose to look like this. I want my mouth to look like this. I want my facial hair to look like this. I want so and so facial feature of mine to look like this. It is as if you told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you in the manner you wanted to be created. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she mentions regarding the nur and the beauty of the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sometimes I would lose a needle in the dark. And I would find it from the nur on the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why as Shaykh Sa'di rahmatullahi alayhi says, Ya sahib al jamali wa ya sayyid al bashar, min wajhika al muniri laqad nuwir al qamar. Lam yumkin ithanao kama kana haqquhu, ba'das khuda buzurgtuhi qissai mukhtasar. He says, Ya sahib al jamali wa ya sayyid al bashar, O person of beauty, وَيَا سَيِّدَ الْبَشَرِ, and O leader of all of creation, of all of mankind. مِنْ وَجْهِكَ الْمُنِيرِ لَقَدْ نُوِّرَ الْقَمَرِ. From even your blessed face and the nur on your face, the moon gets its light. لَمْ يُمْكِنِ الثَّنَاءُ كَمَا كَانَ حَقُّهُ. Your praise, no one can praise you the way you ought to be praised. And then he says, بَعْدَسْ خُدَى بُزُرْكْتُهِ قِصَّى مُخْتَسَرٍ. That after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is anyone's rank, then it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu also mentioned regarding the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he say? He says that I was out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the 14th night and the moon is shining bright. It's a full moon and the moon is looking very beautiful. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm accompanying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I looked at the beautiful moon, but then I looked at the beloved face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I looked and I glanced at the moon again, and I glanced at the face of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I did this a couple of times. I continuously did this until I came to the conclusion that the face of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is much more beautiful than the full moon on the 14th night. And my brothers, these are just a few incidents. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, again, she mentions regarding the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know the famous waqiyah of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. The beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, that even the women of Misr, when they were called by Zulaykha, and when they saw the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, they ended up cutting their fingers. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that if these same women of Misr were to see the face of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then cutting their fingers is something far. They would have cut open their hearts, they would have pierced open their hearts regarding the beauty, when they would have seen the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such was the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And my brothers, we can continuously go on and praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أرى كل مدح في النبي مقصرا وإن بالغ المثني عليه وأكثر. You can continuously praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The poet says, أرى كل مدح في النبي مقصرا. I saw that every person that praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the way he ought to be praised. وَإِن بَالَغَ الْمُثَنِّي عَلَيْهِ وَأَكْثَرَ. No matter how much mubalagha, no matter to what extent he went to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could never reach that state. And he could never praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the way he ought to be praised. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. This is why the Urdu poet says, Mujtaba Mustafa teri madhu thana, mere bas mein nahi, dastaras mein nahi. He says that the praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not in my capacity. It is not something I can do, because praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something that if a person goes on for hours and hours, this still cannot come to an end. Taki hai fikre rasa madah baki hai. The Urdu poet says that I have thought so much of the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taki hai fikre rasa madah baki hai. That I have thought so much of the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have become tired of thinking of the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are still praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are left. So the second poet answered and he said, قَلَمْ هِي عَبْلَا پَا مَدَحْ بَاقِي هِي, that my ink has finished. Meaning, Alhamdulillah, I have not been tired of thinking of the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I'm going through another problem. Meaning, that my pen has finished and I've run out of ink writing the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I still haven't completed the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تَكِي هِي فِكْرِ رَسَى مَدَحْ بَاقِي هِي قَلَمْ هِي عَبْلَا پَا مَدَحْ بَاقِي هِي. So the third one answered and he said, وَرَقْ هُوَي تَمَام مَدَحْ بَاقِي هِي, that Alhamdulillah, the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are continuously coming. My ink, I still have a lot of pens and a lot of pens with ink in it too. But I'm going through another problem. And that is I've run out of papers. وَرَقْ هُوَي تَمَام مَدَحْ بَاقِي هِي. So the last poet answered and he said, Alhamdulillah, I have a lot of praises coming to my mind. I have a lot of pens with a lot of inks ready to write the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I also have a lot of papers ready to write the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I've been writing my entire life the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I'm going through one problem. And this problem there is no solution to. And he says, Umar hui tamam madah baqi hai, that I have, my entire life has finished writing and thinking of the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I'm going through this problem now, which there is no solution to, that my life is coming to an end and I still have the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. So this is the being that we need to follow. This is who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. This was just an example of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we look into other aspects of his life, whether it be akhlaq, whether it be the characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way he dealt with people, the way he dealt with Muslims, the way he dealt with non-Muslims, in every aspect of his life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a role model for us, and this is who you and I need to emulate and follow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me and then the rest of us the ability to practice upon what has been said, the ability to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our life. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi, sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.